Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, your teacher and preacher here on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. I hope that you are having a fruitful summer and taking some time out to spend in the presence of the Lord. I'm coming to you at this time because we have a need that I would like to share with you. We have fallen behind in paying for our radio time and would like for you to join us in making up this shortfall. I know the show has blessed many people throughout the years. Some have even taken the time to write and let me know what the show has meant to them. Here is one of those letters. Pastor Glaze, I listen to you on Word FM. Thank you for your faithfulness to God's Word. Your messages have been encouraging to me so many times, just what the divine physician ordered to help me spiritually when I was in need. Your latest messages have come just in time during an especially trying time of my life. May God continue to bless, strengthen, and encourage you. Wow, what a letter. Any financial assistance that you can give will enable us to continue to help people like this dear soul who wrote this message. The show has especially touched those who are incarcerated, who write and ask for materials, but of course are not able to contribute. Here's what I'm asking you to do. Would you please consider a tax-deductible gift to help bring our expenses up to date? And then secondly, would you consider giving on a regular basis to the ongoing expenses of the Anchored in Jesus radio program? My friends, it's been a long time since I've personally come to you on the radio to ask for your help. I can assure you that every penny you give goes directly to the radio ministry. I have never received any financial remuneration from the radio ministry, and we have no paid staff. All those who help produce and broadcast the show are volunteers. In these perilous times, I'm more committed than ever to preach the word of God to those who need it, regardless of their ability to pay. I want to take what I preach on Sunday mornings and make it available all over the world through the internet and this radio broadcast. Would you continue to help us do that? Of course, I continue to solicit your prayer support. This ministry functions and is able to stay on the air through your prayers. But we also have financial needs that help us to get the word of God out. You can make your checks payable to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. That's P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Or you can give online at the Anchored in Jesus website, www.anchoredinjesus.org. That's www.anchoredinjesus.org. And once you get to our website, you can hit the Donate Now page. Thank you in advance for your help. I'm trusting the Lord for His provision, and I'm asking you to seek the Lord on how you can participate in helping us. Thank you for listening, and to God be the glory.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude, Jesus came to walk with us through dark times of loneliness on this journey. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Jesus came to walk with us through dark times of loneliness on this journey.
And then in verse 16, at my first defense, no man stood with me, but all forsook me, and I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. A king, a prophet, a missionary, they all experienced loneliness. They all experienced those times when they were alone. And perhaps the greatest example of loneliness is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who the Bible says that everyone
forsook him. Everyone fled from him. And then he was on the cross and he was separated from the love of the Father. And he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Even the Son of God experienced loneliness. I was reading a book by David Jeremiah, and he asked the question, who are the lonely? Who are the lonely? And he answers it with all S's. He says, the singles. He says, sometimes they are the lonely ones because they have no connection with other people. He said, spouses are lonely, that they could live in the same house and with their spouses still experience loneliness. The survivor, the one who has lost a loved one, and they are left there to experience the separation and the hurt and the wound of the one that's died, that they are the lonely. He said the senior citizen who somebody has shoved off to be cut off from the rest of the family and to be put somewhere where they have very little contact with others, he said the sufferer, the person that's going through physical ailments, the person that's going through physical calamity. And he said, the servant of God, that these are all people who can experience loneliness. Do you find yourself in one of those categories this morning? Suffering loneliness? Single? A spouse? A survivor? A senior citizen, a sufferer, and a servant of God. Maybe as we pray and ask the Lord to show us that maybe it'll be somebody in this category right here, one of these categories, that the Lord may lay on our hearts to say, this is somebody that you can reach out to this time of the year. And let them know that Jesus came to walk with them through their loneliness. Let's go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And first we see that Jesus came to shine a light on loneliness. He came to shine a light on loneliness. Look at verse 4. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Look at verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. Jesus came to shine a light on loneliness. He came to say that if you are lonely, that by me living my life on this earth, dying on the cross, resurrecting and going back to heaven, he said, I can walk with you during the light. And when everybody else forsakes you, you can be assured that I'm there, that I'm with you. Man, I know I've said this before, but I struggle with this whole idea. When people are going through a situation and they're going through a problem and they wake up in the middle of the night, who do they talk to? Who do you communicate with? I know sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, man, my shoulder is killing me. I mean, it feels like it's on fire. And I would hate to think that I just can lay there and wait for that pain to go away. But as I lay there, I'm talking to the Father. Oh, Lord, have mercy on your servant down here. Lord, hear me, touch me, Lord, strengthen me. It would be a very lonely feeling to think that I had to deal with that all alone. And the problem comes in a lot of situations that when people are left alone with their thoughts, that they begin to contemplate harmful things. They begin to think about, do I really want to live? They begin to think about, is my life worth anything? Why? Because they are in a dialogue with self. And Jeremiah says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? That your very heart will deceive you and begin to tell you things that are not true and not correct. That's why you need to have a conversation with the Lord. And the songwriter said, I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus. I'm going to tell him all about my problems. He'll hear my faintest cry and he will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer wheel churning, know a little fire is burning. Just a little talk with Jesus. Make it right. That Jesus said, I've come to light the darkness, to light it up, to dispel the darkness, so that anybody who would experience loneliness, that they will know that I'm right there. And I'm walking with them. And I'm talking with them. And see, maybe you can't say amen this morning because you don't know the reality of having somebody to talk to in the lonely hours of the night. Oh my goodness. That when he comes in the room, whatever darkness is there, because he is the light, he dispels the light. He dispels the darkness. And he lights up the room. That don't mean your problems are gone. That don't mean that your issues are solved. But it means like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that when they went through the fiery furnace, the king threw them in the fire. God never told them that they weren't going to go through the fire. But what he did tell them, I'll jump in there with you. I'll jump in there with you. I will be in the fire with you. You know, we always look for God to come with this great deliverance, right? And you know, sometimes, and I'm not trying to bust anybody's bubble. I'm really not. But because being a pastor, I know the real deal. I know the real deal. And I know that there are times when people pray and they fast and they cry out to the Lord and nothing changes. And I don't question the sincerity or the integrity of their prayer, but nothing changes. And so I sit there and I hear people give these fantastic testimonies about a great deliverance. And you know what? Praise God for the deliverance. And we need to thank him for the deliverance. But the praise is not necessarily in the deliverance. The praise is in the fact that God was with you. That's where the praise is at, that God was with you. So whether you are delivered or you're not delivered, that you know that there's a God who's with you, who will be beside you and dispel the loneliness that you experience as you go through situation. Y'all heard Salim. He used to be over at the Pittsburgh Project. Now he's director of the Promise here in the city of Pittsburgh. But I remember he gave an illustration one time, and not too many people said amen when he gave this illustration. But it's an illustration that has stuck with me. And he said that one time, you know, there was a guy, he was driving in the mountains, and an avalanche came over and covered his car with snow. And he prayed for the Lord to help him. And he said, Lord, would you help me? God, would you be with me? God, would you deliver me? And as he told the story, he said that Jesus tunneled through the snow, sat in the car, and held his hand while he died.
Amen. Amen.
We don't want to hear that. But the reality is that that's happening every day. And when we hit those difficult times, we need to know that there is a presence that walks with us. You know, through, one of the things that just blesses my heart is what I call it dying grace. And again, because I'm a pastor, I'm often with people during their last moments of life. And I just come into contact with some people, and they just have the peace of God. That they have a dying grace. The fact that God is holding their hand. That he's walking with them, as he said in Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. And then I've seen people, and I hate to say this, but I want to help somebody out here today. I've seen people that I've walked in the room, and I could tell from the second that I walked in there, their spirit was in torment. And the reason that their spirit was in torment was because they didn't have that assurance that God was walking with them through that valley. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you, Jesus came to dispel the loneliness in our life. He came to give us the assurance that no matter what we go through, that He's there with us. And sometimes it's a matter of us exercising faith. Because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Man, you got to be the biggest fool in the world. You're driving down the car, down the road, and you're talking, and you're praising. And who are you talking to? You got, what are you, something wrong with you? People don't look at you, think you're crazy. Without faith, I know that God is here. I sense His presence. And even if I don't sense His presence, see, because sometimes we have to put our feelings aside and we have to put our faith in the Word. And the Word says, oh, let me see. I think I gave you a sheet. Might be the last page of that sheet right there. Do you have something that says you might be by yourself, but you are never alone? Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not going to read these verses, but I would challenge you that, number one, if you need these verses, that you would read them. But more than that, if you run into somebody, if the Lord leads you to minister to somebody this Christmas season who's lonely, these are some powerful verses that you can use to minister. Psalm 23:4, that the Lord would be with them, even through the valley. And then there's those passages in Isaiah where he says, if when you walk through the fire, whoo, I'm with you. When you walk through the flood, I'm with you. That God gives us the assurance that He's with us at all times. Jesus said in Matthew 28 that I will be with you to the end of the world. In Romans 8:31, what shall separate you? What shall separate you from God? And then Hebrews says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so even when we might not feel that the Lord is with us, that's when your faith kicks in and you put your faith in the Word of God. Bless God, you know, I might not feel it right now, Lord, but I know what you said in your Word, and I'm going to stand on your Word. And so the first thing we see is that Jesus came to shine a light on loneliness. The second thing that I want to say is that He came to feel what it feels like to be lonely. You figure from eternity past, He's had all the fellowship that He ever could use. Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Man, can you imagine? Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall of that fellowship? And then all of a sudden, he steps out of the glories of eternity. He enters into time. And what does He do now? He begins to experience what it feels like to be lonely. John 1:14, it says that He became flesh and dwelt among us. He became like we were so that He could feel loneliness. Look at Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26 and verse 56. We go back to 55 when Jesus was arrested. Verse 55, and in that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, are you come out against me as a thief with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures might be fulfilled by the prophets. the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Man, you're talking about being alone. That your dogs that you thought were going to be with you to the end, that they left you standing there all by yourself. But perhaps the greatest is when he was cut off from the love of the Father in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 45. Now from the ninth hour there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is to say, "My God, who I have been with for all eternity, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus felt loneliness. And he felt loneliness like nobody else could ever feel it. Can you imagine what it must have been like for God to feel lonely? He felt it like nobody else. And yet and still, we read that he's able to minister to us because he knows what it's like to be lonely. That when you go through loneliness, that God is right there, Jesus is right there with you in the midst of your loneliness, holding your hand, comforting you through it, because he knows how it feels. Back in the times of segregation in our country, when blacks were discriminated against and treated unfairly, there was a white man who decided that he was going to make himself look black. And he did all the things that he needed to do to give the appearance of a black person. And he traveled through the South. And after he got finished with his travels, he wrote a book entitled Black Like Me. And in it, he chronicled how he felt and how he was treated and how that his experience was different as a black man than it was as a white man. And he began to say, "Now I know what it feels like to walk in a black person's shoes." And so Jesus leaves heaven and he comes down and he takes upon the form of a human being and he says, "Now I know what it's like to walk in your shoes. I know what it's like to feel your pain and to feel your agony." Which leads me to my third point, and that is he gives us power over loneliness. He gives us power over loneliness. Look what it says in John 1 and verse 12. John 1 and verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name." That God gives us power to overcome any sin in our life. That we have the victory over sin. But even loneliness, that God empowers us to be able to deal with the loneliness in our life. And not only has he given us the promise of Christ, but he has given us his word, he has given us prayer, he has given us the Holy Spirit, that we can use those resources to exercise power in overcoming loneliness. Yeah, Christmas is one of the loneliest times of the year for many people. But as a people of God, God would have us to have a word of encouragement for them.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Christ Likeness, a goal for this year and every year. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Jesus Came to Walk with Us Through Dark Times of Loneliness on This Journey, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Jesus Came to Walk with Us Through Dark Times of Loneliness on This Journey. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Jesus Came to Walk with Us Through Dark Times of Loneliness on This Journey. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to anchoredinjesus.org at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.